I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Abhi Goldhawk. I am super excited. When am I never excited? I'm always excited to talk real estate, especially when it comes to good, dear friends of mine. Today, I will be speaking, having the pleasure to interview my good friend, Sonia Booker. She lives in Atlanta, as do I. It's our home city. And I want to talk a little bit about the market in Atlanta a little bit later in the program and the show. But we have Think Realty Atlanta coming up. It's our national conference. It's coming up right around the corner, September 22nd to the 23rd. So make sure that you check it out, thinkrealty.com. So we'll talk a little bit about that, the networking that goes on there. And then, of course, how do you start building wealth? That's going to be really important. And I know Sonia is really excited to talk about some of the construction problems that new and pro investors, as you're scaling up, are having, and essentially how you can make more money, lose less time by having the right team and what that consists of. So it's going to be a really full show. It's going to be a very fun show. If you have the opportunity to grab a pen and a piece of paper, start taking notes, because whenever Sonia speaks, there are always good nuggets, good gold nuggets that one can learn. So without any further ado, let's go ahead and bring Sonia on the air. Sonia, welcome to the show.
Hi, Abhi. I'm so glad to be here.
Hey, awesome. I'm so glad you're here as well. Tell us a little bit about who you are, your background, how you got interested and involved in real estate. You took the leap. And of course, you're a rock star real estate investor here in Atlanta. There's so many things that you do across the board. You spend time in communities, you donate your time, and you invest as well. So help me understand like the inception of Sonia Booker's real estate investing career and where you are today.
Only if you promise I can come on your show like every day and you give me these wonderful accolades. That's a pick-me-upper. Yeah. So awesome. So awesome. So I've been in real estate for the last 15, 16 years. And I like to say that I kind of grew up in real estate, but then I ran from it. My grandfather taught me about real estate, taught me about the importance of owning land and how to make real estate work for you. And you can imagine being 10 and 12 years old. It was just something that I was around. So it wasn't until I got older that I realized with my grandfather's influence saying, you know, have you bought property in Atlanta? And so I'm from Mississippi. And I kept pleading with him that, you know, Atlanta is so different than Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know real estate, you'll figure it out, you know. And so it was always this kind of push of him keeping real estate in my forefront, no matter what I was doing. And so it kind of, you know, I had the bug. I grew up around the bug of picking up rent checks and, building and doing development, with my family. And so it was kind of natural for me. But yet, at the same time, when I started doing it, I didn't realize how unnatural it was for other people.
Mm-hmm.
So in me doing it, I started learning the market and really understood that even though I understood the basics of real estate, I really had to learn the market. You know, you don't really reinvent buy low, sell high, you know, the model of real estate investing. But looking for the right opportunity is understanding the market that you're in. And so that's what kind of got me started. And then I realized other people wanted to know what I was doing. So I started kind of hosting these little seminars in my living room, which led to me writing a book, Real Estate and Wealth, Investing in the American Dream. And then it went on and on from there, of me just doing what I love.
That's incredible. Tell me a little bit about your book, because you've written a few, and I've read them, and they're really, really, really empowering.
You know, so thank you for that. And with me, with writing, I did it as almost like this kind of case study, because I would have people, like 10, 15 people come into my house. And I would say, meet at my house on Wednesday. So I was having like this, you know, real estate meeting. And it got bigger and bigger, and people were coming, and I was just like, you know, laying out deals. A lot of times I was having the meetings at properties that I was renovating, and a lot of times I would live in my properties that I was renovating, so I would have them there, and I would be talking through the numbers and the process. And so as those people got bigger, the amount of people, interest got bigger, I thought, well, if I could put this in a book and write it, it will allow me to reach more people. And that was really the objective of the book, for me to take the information that I was giving at these meetings, and what it became, it's just a step-by-step guide. But what's the cool part is that it was like kind of a case study test market, that what I was telling them, they were actually going out doing it. Because when you're doing something, sometimes you forget the steps. You just do it. So when I had to stop and think about, well, how am I doing this? What am I doing to produce that result? And then what's the result that I'm getting? And then what am I doing with that result? So as I started putting those in kind of this methodology, it became this guide that people use as like this, you know, self-check guide to say, when they're in a deal, they go back, they look at, okay, this is the step I should be looking at these things. This is, you know, has actual contracts and good faith estimates and, you know, how to, you know, figure contractor expenses. So it has like everything in there. And so it's really cool that people, you know, when I meet people and I find their book and they have all these different little tabs and, you know, it's like all these leaflets and stuff going on. And they're like, I pull it out and I, you know, I look at it for whatever step I'm at. And I'm like, that is so cool.
I think it's incredible, right? Because if I'm a new investor, I'm thinking, well, geez, I don't really know where to start. And the direction that you've been providing for so many years, it's really an inspiration for many new investors. It's an inspiration for me, even as a pro investor, more seasoned. And sometimes you just need that gut check. And one of the things that I know you love to do is network with people. You attend industry conferences around the country, and of course, the best one of them all, Think Realty. We're going to be in Atlanta. You'll be leading a Sunday members-only training. Tell us a little bit about that. Tease me and help me understand like what you're going to be talking about, why it's important.
You know, Abby, you're right. And I was just telling someone the other day that I love to go to conferences, and because I consider myself a lifelong learner and I'm always learning. And so especially at the Think Realty Conference, I'm a teacher and a student all at the same time. And I think the coolest thing about the Think Realty Conference is that the amount of new edge, cutting wave information that you're able to get, it just sharpens your ability to let you know that there's so much more out there, whether it's senior housing or, you know, growing, you know, land or whatever it is you're doing. You learn so much more, and it broadens your horizon. So with that, one of the things that the Atlanta market, that we're hearing a lot in the Atlanta market, is that our contractors, you know, we're kind of faced with the contractors from hell situation that's happening. And so what how that impacts investors is that even if a good deal or a good opportunity comes your way, a lot of them don't want to move on it because they're like, I can't get a good contractor. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to be as beneficial. It's not going to be as, you know, as good as it seems, because I know I'm going to lose time. So one of the things that I'll be providing on that Sunday in the members training is kind of a system that I use with my contractor staff and, you know, having the right staff, and what does that look like, and how have I been able to put some parameters in place and some checkpoints in place to say what happens when delivery doesn't happen that really makes that, you know, where they're your partner. So I kind of approach it as my contractor, as my partner, so I'm looking forward to sharing that.
Awesome. And I'm excited to receive that information. So anybody that's interested in learning more about that, make sure you go to thinkrealty.com, register for the Atlanta event, use the code radio, and you get 20% off. So make sure you do that right now. Go to thinkrealty.com, and more with Sonia when we come back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to recovcodirect.com. That's recovcodirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory red tape, and we'll even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for. Renters Warehouse. Renterswarehouse.com.
Well, that grass isn't going to cut itself. I'll be outside.
Wait, you're mowing the lawn in that?
What?
In your one-piece riding leathers?
Yeah.
Because you might fall off the push mower?
You're right. I should probably wear my helmet, too.
Not what I meant.
It's hard to be without your bike, so do something easy and protective with Progressive Motorcycle Insurance. With basic policies as low as $75 a year, you'll be back on the road in no time. Visit Progressive.com to quote today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy not available in all states.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now. Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less, guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
Biz Talk Radio.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We're back with my good friend, mentor, and guest today, Sonia Booker. She's a real estate investor in Atlanta. She's been featured in Oprah's magazine. She invests a lot, not only in businesses, but also in real estate. And she's a coach. She's a mentor to many. I would probably say, Sonia, you're probably a mentor to thousands at this point. Her profile in media has skyrocketed, and I am really, really excited to continue the conversation about navigating the waters of networking events, understanding why they're important, and wealth building specifically for women. So, Sonia, welcome back to the show. Let's start off talking a little bit about networking and why that's so important if you are a new investor or if you're a pro.
Well, networking is everything, you know, because what you really want to do is learn from other people. I find that when I'm speaking, first of all, my mentor was like the all-time greatest, the late Herman J. Russell. And networking really allowed me to broaden my horizons, hear what's working for other people. Sometimes you can stay in a bubble and you think that this is like how it works and it doesn't work and it, you know, it never quite works right. And when you get out there in the right networking opportunities, I will have to caveat that, and the right networking opportunities, you really do learn from other people who want to share information. And that's how I am. I want to share pitfalls. And one of the reasons that I write so much, whether it's a blog or a book, is not only to share what I did wrong, but also, like, how did I course correct that? Because whenever someone is networking and they're telling me all the great stuff, and I bought this property and I made this profit, I did this, and that was a success. I'm like, you know, wow, that's great, and I'm really happy for you. But I want to know, too, what were some of the pitfalls and how did you overcome them? Because that's where a lot of investors get stuck. They hit their first deal, it doesn't go as planned, and they're just turned off by the process. But they need to network to understand that, oh, I had a bad deal. My first deal was bad. My second deal was bad. And I kept coming back. But I was learning from those. And I was building off of those networks to get better. So that's what I think is really key.
Yeah. Building the network and constantly, I would say consistently adding value to the network allows for a good relationship on both sides. You can't just be a taker. Right. You have obviously you have a difference between a giver and a taker. There are a lot of folks that only just take. But if you're in a relationship and you're learning from each other, it's a give and take relationship. And one of the ways that you've been able to really continue to give over the years is have an understanding of wealth building for women. And I know that's such an amazing topic, especially where we are in society today, where it's a constant battle of how do we build wealth, and then more specifically, how do women build wealth? Talk to me a little bit about this initiative and some of the things that you saw that were going on that led you to really create the information that you have out there specifically for women in wealth building.
Yeah, Avi, that's a great question because for me, being a woman, right, I was always showing up in these rooms, and I was the only woman. And if there was another woman there, it was somebody's wife or, you know, oh, that's my bookkeeper. I bought her to, you know, run the numbers or whatever. And so I'm in the womb, and I'm like, no, I'm your investor. Like, I'm, you know, who are you with? I'm with myself, you know, that kind of thing. And so it became where I really realized that I was in these rooms, and I was the only one. And I thought, well, why am I the only one? I mean, you know, but I wanted to see more women in them. And I understood that women receive information differently. So my male network, like I've always had, you know, a strong male network, and 90% of the work I've done over the years have always been very male dominated. So me and males, like, we're there. But women, how do I get women in? And I realized that we have a fear factor that's like no other. And it's just kind of innately who we are. As women, we are going to play it safe. We want all the answers. We feel like there's so much at stake, our families, our kids, our, you know, mortgages. Like, we, like, have so much that depend on us that we don't feel we could be risky. And it's just how we process. So with me knowing that, how we are as women, my platform is more around towards women, how to overly educate but not overly stagnate, because you can do information overload. But how do I provide enough information to women, because that's what overcomes our barrier, the amount of information that we have to help us make a decision. And the more we can feel good about our information, the better decisions we can make, and the more the less risk, the calculated risk kicks in. And that's what allows us to be successful.
So if I'm a woman, I'm listening to this, I'm a listener, I'm like, well, how do I get started? What's the first step? Like, I realize I want to be financially free and financially independent one day with my spouse, but I need to understand this investing methodology, because sometimes that can be intimidating. There's a lot of information out there, even for guys. It's like so much. Where do I start?
So first of all, if anybody follows me out there, there is a character. So when Avi says, if I was a woman, he plays a character with me called Sandra Booker, right? Yeah.
Oh, so yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. That's right, uh-huh, that's right. Uh-huh. I remember this.
Yeah, if I were a woman, how would I, you know? So I just want to put that out there. So if somebody goes look at some of my Instagram or something, please find that post.
Who's that? I think that was Rhonda Rooker or something.
Right. And so for the other women who are out there that are saying, how do I get started, the real women, you know, it's a matter of, I would say, you start by getting the information, and you have to really do a self-assessment in terms of what is it that I'm looking to gain. Like, that's the question you have to ask, because there's so many different ways to invest in real estate and to be an investor. There are passive ways, there are active ways, wholesaling ways, no money, no credit, but that takes time. So the first chapter of my book is saying, what are you willing to risk? And let's look at where you stand in all these components. How much time do you really have to devote to this? How much money do you have and that you're willing to invest in this? And what is your credit like? Because you understanding that allows you to understand your interest rates, a lot of things that you can engage in. It's not to say you can't do it, but being very honest and very open with yourself in those three areas in particular will really help you to shape your investment structure and strategy. And I think that that's really key, that you have to have that and have that really in-depth understanding of yourself.
No, that's right. And I think a lot of this is definitely inward thinking. If we don't understand the type of investor we want to be and the type of investment personality we have, quite frankly, it becomes very difficult to succeed as an investor, whether it's real estate, whether it's stocks, bonds, mutual funds, whatever you want to do. So we have to have that wherewithal. And one of the biggest things that I would recommend, if I'm a listener, do this. Go to thinkrealty.com, register for the Atlanta event, type in code radio. So when you sign up, use the code word radio, you'll get 20% off. Come visit with us. in Atlanta at the Westin Buckhead from September 22nd to the 23rd. And if you're struggling to kind of find yourself as an investor, meet the other folks here, get empowered, make decisions, and I guarantee you'll find yourself and you'll start making those first steps that you've always wanted to. Now, we got to go to break. Sonia and I are coming right back. In the meantime, go to thinkrealty.com, register for the event, use code word radio, and I'll see you in a sec.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-563-0393. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-563-0393. 800-563-0393. That's 800-563-0393.
Attention investors. Respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineering structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's your host, Avi Goldhar. My call-in guest today is Sonia Booker, real estate investor in Atlanta, and also Think Realty Coach. We are we're putting on a conference in Atlanta. It's called Think Realty. Think Realty is coming to Atlanta. Super excited. I'm attending. Sonia is attending. And my special, special time that I get to spend with the Think Realty members is on Sunday. We get to do all the networking on and all the fun stuff, of course, Saturday. But when it comes to those next level strategies to really get things going, you know what? It's Sunday. You need to be there Sunday. So here's how you get access to that. Go to thinkrealty.com, sign up for a free member. You can get a free membership, and you will automatically be allowed to come join us on Sunday. That's the 23rd of September. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Sonia's topic that she's talking about on Sunday is how do you save money, spend less time, make more money with this contracting problem that we have. And it all comes down to the right team. So Sonia, if you could elaborate for that about that for me for a second, that'd be great, because there's so many folks that have issues with this.
Yes. You know, I had to find a way to solve that problem. But again, because we don't network sometimes, we don't know that everyone else is having the problem. I thought it was just me. Like, what is going on? So as I started to solve it for myself over the last couple of years, I wanted to be able to bring that information to the Think Realty members to help them solve it. And so when you think about spending less money, that's because you're driven on the idea of the time. Your time is money. When you're doing a fix and flip, you're doing a deal, your time is money, and you have to be able to get into those deals and get out of them. That is the key to being successful. So how do you do that?
No, I completely agree. I mean, I think one of the biggest things for me when I'm building out a contracting team, Sonia, is finding the right people. Because as you know, that's where the rubber meets the road, right? It becomes such an issue sometimes when you're in a crowded market and all of a sudden everybody's going after that one awesome construction manager or a contractor. How do you like keep them for yourselves? What's your secret? You've been doing this so well, and I just do my best to keep up. Sometimes I just can't keep up with you, Sonia. How do you do it? Help me understand.
You know, what I will say is that I'll be getting to the nitty gritty on, you know, Sunday on the 23rd for the members only training, which is really cool because it's like this kind of insider information. But what I will say, you know, to you on the radio airwaves is that it's really about, for me, I keep my contractors busy, number one. And so for someone who says, well, I don't have as many projects going as you, then that could feel like a little intimidating, like, oh, that would never work. But what I do recommend is to work with network and work with other investors and share your contractors, because you may not be able to keep them busy, because contractors want to be busy. They really do. At the end of the day, they make their money not by sitting around, not by coming out, kicking tires, doing bids for you, but for actually doing work, completing work, and knowing where their next job is. So that's what creates a lot of this, and it's making contractors go and get a bunch of jobs, kind of like hoarding jobs.
Yeah.
They go and, you know, yeah. And you're able to find out and fix that problem and know if that's happening to you to stop that from happening. And that's going to be all in your paperwork of learning how to do your paperwork, learning what to put in your contract when you're managing contractors in a busy, busy market like we have. All of that's going to be very key, you know, information to know.
And I think you make a really good point, right? You want to keep your contractors busy. But what if I'm just starting out and I can't keep my contractors busy because it's my first deal? And if it is my first deal, like, I'm definitely kind of low on the priority list for some of these contractors. And I know you're not going to spill all the beans today. So if you want to hear Sonia and you want more of this info because it's so valuable, you want to go to thinkrealty.com, register for the Atlanta event, use the code word radio, and you'll get 20% off your registration. But you know what? like, for me, the biggest challenge is that. Like, when I first started, Sonia, I'm like, help me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I knew I had to solve it. And there are ways to do it as new investors kind of like get your contractor invested in what you're doing.
Hmm.
Huh.
That's interesting. So you're saying make your contractor a potential partner with you.
That's what I'm saying.
I like
how do you do that? How do you, you know, how do you divvy that up? How do you write that up? How do you make turn a regular project manager into now a joint venture? Ooh, exciting. I'm excited. I'm excited to share it.
Oh, I'm excited to hear it. So, again, that is going to be September 22nd, 23rd at the Westin Buckhead in Atlanta. So make sure that you come out. And Sonia, let's talk about a pathway. You know, I want some actionable intel. I need some actionable info. I'm listening. I'm convincing myself that real estate makes sense. Investing in real estate makes sense, whether it's a flip, whether it's a single family rental. And I'm thinking, you know, I need a game plan, right? I know you are a really big proponent of putting together good game plans. Understanding where you start and where you finish are crucial things to the Sonia Booker, the Sonia Rooker show, and the overall path to true wealth building. What does a sample pathway look like for somebody that's just starting out?
You know, here's the tough part. You have to be really honest with yourself, because if you're not, you're going to end up doing things and going down pathways that are just not meant for you to go down. Hmm. I am a big proponent of partnering. Partnering, I love partnering. People should work with other people more. It's just about working with the right people. Even starting out, I partnered. My first few deals were done in a partnership where it was a very clear cut on paper, written down who's bringing what and, you know, what the responsibility was. Because quite frankly, when I started investing, I was running a business. I was running my Allstate agency. So I didn't have the luxury of being a full-time investor as I am now. And I needed that buffer for a learning curve, and also because I didn't have the type of time that I needed. But I understood the benefit that I could get from real estate and being able to carve out what I did have. I had some know-how, I had credit, and I had some money. And so how do I pair that with another investor who has other things, that had a lot of time? He had construction ability. Mm. So me pairing that was a perfect. So I looked for what I didn't have and meshed it with what someone else had and didn't have. And we were able to, you know, do 10, 12 deals together with a very clear-cut understanding of who was responsible for what. And so each partnership is going to look different just based on, you know, what you're bringing to the table, what your needs are, and being honest about those strengths and weaknesses. And a lot of people jump out and they think that this is like, because a 30-minute show takes place, that this happens quickly, and it really doesn't. It's very time-absorbent. And that's the first, you know, mistake that you can make, is not having the right amount of time to look for deals, to oversee your deals, to, you know, spend that time that it takes to make sure that everything goes well.
No, that's true. I think one of the biggest things, too, is having that sense of awareness, right? And I think that's really what it comes down to, is what type of investor am I? What type of personality do I need to have? Or a personality that I can develop? How much risk tolerance should I have when jumping into the real estate investing game? And quite frankly, there's so many things, you know, like there's so many things that we can even take a look at that unfortunately we don't have the time to talk about right now. But you can ask us in person at the Think Realty Atlanta event at the Westin Buckhead from September 22nd, 23rd. Go to thinkrealty.com, use code word radio. You'll get 20% off your ticket. Remember to sign up for free online, and you will go ahead and get that Sunday membership where you can have that one-on-one with Sonia. All right. Don't go anywhere. We'll come right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. And introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Join Think Realty Radio host Avi Golhar and the rest of the team at the Think Realty Conference and Expo in Atlanta, September 22nd and 23rd. Text RADIO to 96270 to register for this two-day power-packed event where you can make deals, network, and learn from local and nationwide real estate experts, including Ken and Anita Corsini, hosts of HGTV's hit show Flip or Flop Atlanta. Text RADIO to 96270 to register now. Visit thinkrealty.com for details.
Real estate investors, first timers, or savvy buyers, auction.com has what you need to meet your real estate goals. They're the nation's largest online auction marketplace with more than 30,000 foreclosures and bank-owned properties, offering fixer-uppers and million-dollar properties both online and at live auctions. They go beyond the bid to offer a superior technology platform for convenient access and supportive services. Start searching, saving, and bidding on properties and get a free account at auction.com/thinkrealty.
Today, out of 80 million boomers in the USA, 42 million are now involved in the day-to-day care of an elder parent. Where do you turn to help your aging parent? AnswersForElders.com. Like you, we understand that caring for an aging parent can be emotional, confusing, and financially challenging. AnswersForElders.com is an online resource designed to empower you with the knowledge, services, and expertise to help you navigate the care of your elder parents. Visit AnswersForElders.com today.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Biz Talk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro Avi Golhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi Golhar. You're back. I'm back. And Greg Rand has joined us for the Power Play. This show's been kind of interesting for me, learning a little bit more about lenders and lending landscape and what's been going on, kind of looking forward with Dan Liana. But Greg, I know there's been a couple of very interesting developments with Fannie and Freddie. Help me understand, what was the basis behind putting together a program for SFR lending, the single family rental lending space, why that was initiated and what's happened?
Yeah, well, it's very interesting because investors have always been disadvantaged by the government, right? Housing policy in Washington has almost always been about promoting home ownership for all the right reasons. Sometimes they ran amok, but for the most part, it was about home ownership. So Fannie and Freddie and the FHA, for folks that have only heard those terms bantered about, what they are government agencies or sort of pseudo government agencies. Just think of them as government agencies, all three of them, that create a way for lenders all across the country to make loans, because at the end of the day, Fannie, Freddie, or FHA buy the loans from the banks. And so a bank, a mortgage company, everything from Bank of America to Bob's Mortgage Hut, all have access to these products. And so basically anywhere you go, it's kind of the same process. The rates are kind of close. The you qualify or you don't, right? There's a very standard structured way of doing it. But they never really paid a lot of attention to investors. And but at the same time, they were doing loans, great ones, low cost. Think of it as the lowest rates. Like, why does it matter the government's doing it? Really, it's that if you were going to buy a house, you can get a 4.75% mortgage rate today. Yep. If the government wasn't behind it, you'd be paying 5.75% or 6% for that same mortgage. So the government being involved makes it cheaper, makes it therefore more affordable. Opens up access to ownership to more people, et cetera, et cetera. That's why they do it. And they do benefit investors if you're buying an apartment building. So if you were going to buy a rental of a 50 or 100 or even a 20-unit apartment building, you can get a Freddie Mac or a Fannie Mae or an FHA loan, which means low-cost financing. But they never saw that a person who owns rental houses should also have a loan program. So literally there's this sort of void, right? You want to buy a home, great loan. You want to buy an apartment complex, great loan. You want to buy 20 rental homes, you're sort of in nowhere land, right? Yeah. And that changed. So last year, Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac got involved in what they were referring to as a pilot program, where they were going to see about creating, quote, low-cost liquidity for SFR investors, SFR single-family rental. So people who are providing rental stock, you know, rental properties for families to live in, we're going to get government-backed financing, therefore cheaper mortgage payments, essentially. And it was great. It was important because it drew a lot of attention to professional single-family investing. And if you're an experienced investor, that's great because more tools, more technologies, more know-how, better data, more professional services, lower mortgage rates. But also it accrues to anybody listening who maybe is thinking about buying their first. You know, like your audience, I know there's a lot of aspirational people that are real estate junkies, right? Deep down inside, they know they want to build a property empire over their life, and I love them for that.
Yeah.
And so this does wind up accruing to their benefit because it professionalizes everything, and eventually those loan programs are going to make their way to small investors. So you could buy one, then three, then five, then 15 or 20 rental houses and get a great mortgage, except that they canceled it.
Come on. Because I remember like you and I were talking about this a little while ago, and it was a very interesting time. I thought it was going to be great for the small investor, and now they've pulled it. Like, what gives, Greg? Seriously? I'm not happy right now.
Well, I am not either. But the good news is it's not going away. It's going to come back. It's just going to take more time. It's going to take more work. They did draw so much attention to the asset class that a lot of people paid attention to it as a result. So that's the good side. The reason they pulled the plug was they stepped on a mine. Okay. The first thing Freddie Mac did, because they wanted to get accustomed to the asset class. Okay. So this is a big government entity that wants to kind of get a feel for single family rental. It was their first time dealing with it. So they did a big deal with Invitation Homes, which is owned by Blackstone. So Blackstone is a big Wall Street monster, right? Yeah. So the government was now on record for doing something to help a, quote, fat cat, right?
Yeah.
You don't want to help the fat cats because some people are going to get mad at you for doing anything with government taxpayer money, essentially, to benefit fat cats. So Fannie Mae did that, and they caught a lot of heat for it, and Invitation Homes caught some heat for it. But Freddie Mac came along and seemed to have recognized the folly And they did it for smaller investors, but not small enough. The reason why they wanted to work with big investors is that you work with a big investor, you've got somebody who owns 500, 1,000 houses. They've got it down, right? They know how to manage. They're not going to get thrown by, you know, a broken window. And they know how to manage tenants. They have all that stuff in place. And so the government entities felt more comfortable loaning money to really, really professional, well-heeled landlords first to get a really good feel for the asset class and then make their way down, as they have in other times in history, make their way down to smaller investors. But they got pushback from none other than the National Association of Realtors, the California Association of Realtors, and other entities that are squarely in the camp of home ownership. Like, home ownership is all that matters to the National Association of Realtors. And so they view investors as being their enemy. Like, literally, if you're a first-time buyer, go look it up. NAR, first-time buyers, investors, you'll see story after story, press release after press release that says investors are hurting home buyers. Why? Because, like, John Doe wanted to buy that house and Joe Investor bought it instead. So John Doe got disadvantaged because the investor bought the property. They put a lot of pressure, man. They're one of the biggest lobbying entities in the world. They put a lot of pressure to say, don't use government financing to help investors. And they won. And the reason why Freddie kind of, in retrospect, might have done it differently is they might have gone after more of an entrepreneurial class investor first rather than large. I mean, even when they went to the small investor, their small investor was borrowing $100 million. Okay, so small enough, right?
That's right.
It wasn't a billion, but it wasn't a million either.
Yeah.
And so they got the plug pulled, but they recognized in the release they put out when they pulled the plug, they recognized that mid-sized investors, entrepreneurial class investors, your audience or people that want to be that way, that they still recognize the need for this, which left the window open to come back around to it. And there are a lot of really motivated, talented people that have a lot riding on actually this happening anyway. Even if Fannie and Freddie aren't involved, it drew so much attention that there's a lot of now deep-pocketed investment type entities that are looking at providing that kind of low-cost capital, maybe not as low, but lower than it's been, to give investors more liquidity, more availability of capital to invest.
So if I'm a listener and I'm thinking, I can't play, there's no way that I can play on a $100 million level, right?
Right.
What does this mean for me? Does this mean that I just have to stick it out and wait it out and find some community banks, some other lenders nationwide, that can help me grow my portfolio? And if I'm going to wait, how much longer do I need to wait, and is it worth it?
Well, great question. So the first thing is that you're keeping your finger on the pulse of your industry, so it's worth knowing these things. The indirect near-term thing, nothing changes. It's still sometimes hard to find good financing for investment properties. First thing, you mentioned community banks, right? Community banks, before they wake up in the morning, they have faith in their community, right? You want to borrow money in this town, they want to be the one to loan it to you. What do you want it for? Business, home, building, investment property. They want to be that lender. The problem is they have to kind of sometimes make it up as they go along. So it takes longer. It's less of a show up at the counter, fill out the forms, get your loan, be on your way, right? But that homework, the competitive advantage that it gives you is that it gives an entrepreneur a chance to do homework in a category that if they do their research, they put the work in, they turn over some rocks, they find things, they find a community banker, they find a mortgage banker that has access to product, they have an advantage in the marketplace, and stay tuned with us, because I promise you this, the minute it happens, I know about it. A minute later, you're going to know about it, okay? So I will keep everybody posted on as this develops, as the new options come about. And so, you know, keep your finger on the pulse of your industry.
And what better way to do that than to continue to listen to Think Realty Radio? And Think Realty Nation, you've heard it here. You need to stay tuned so that you get access to all the information that you need to succeed and dominate your game of real estate investing. Greg, thanks so much. Looking forward to the next time. Think Realty Nation, head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. Click play on some of your favorite episodes. Ask a question and get it answered right here on Think Realty Radio. Until next time, happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk News wants to feature your business as part of our Discovery feature, which highlights businesses that are not yet known nationally, but offer products or services that benefit Biz TV viewers. Available in over 40 markets on broadcast TV and online via BizTVClub.com. Biz TV wants to help get the word out about your business. If you're interested in having your business featured on a future episode of Biz Talk Discovery, email us at discovery@BizTV.com.
Biz Talk Radio.